With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Israel is getting a bum rap on the international stage, and especially on many American media outlets. That's the view of U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson, who says blaming Israel for lack of food in Gaza is a complete distortion of the truth. On the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Johnson says Hamas terrorists are to blame for any starvation.
Israel has done a great benevolent work here. More than 94,000 truckloads full of food they have tried to get into Gaza. It's enough to feed 2 million people for 2 years. The problem is Hamas, the brutal terrorist organization, has been stealing the food and supplies, stealing it. And they profited off that. Hamas made $500,000 just on the resale. It's a terrible tragedy upon tragedy.
Speaker Johnson's full interview will be seen this week on Capitol Hill beginning at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. President Trump has signed an executive order Thursday night imposing new tariffs on 68 countries and the European Union.
Few nations have been spared. Canadian imports will face some of the highest taxes of 35%. Thailand, which was facing a tariff of 36%, now faces a 19% tariff, in line with competitors in the region like Indonesia and the Philippines. Taiwan faces duties of 20%, but it's not clear if its chip industry will face separate sectoral tariffs.
BBC correspondent Saranjana Tiwari with that report. On Wall Street, stocks are slumping and Treasury yields are falling sharply. That's after the government reported a sharp slowdown in hiring last month. The markets are also reacting to the latest tariff news, the Dow dropping 643 points. The Nasdaq Composite is down 503. This is SRN News. Americans can't agree on the facts.
Actually, that's the one thing they do agree on, that they don't agree. A new poll from the Pew Research Center finds 80% of the general public now believes that Democrats and Republicans don't just disagree on policy and such, but on actual verifiable facts, like what defines a man or a woman. And 79% of GOP voters agree that they don't agree on the facts with Democrats, 83% of whom also feel the same way. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A program has been established in Michigan to encourage motherhood at a time when the U.S. birth rate is in sharp decline. The program helps pregnant women and new moms by giving them cash over the first year of their children's lives. RX Kids gives mothers of newborns up to $7,500 with no income requirements and no rules for how the money is spent. Supporters believe the program could be a model for mitigating the high cost of having children. This is SRN News. On the international front, Ukraine's parliament has approved a law restoring the independence of anti-graft watchdogs. Foreign correspondent Charles de Ledesma has the update in this report.
The lawmakers' decision reverses Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky's move last week, curbing their powers, which had brought on protests. In a speech, presidential representative Galina Makhaylyuk says the state law in its legislative proposals stands for the unconditional strengthening of the anti-corruption body's institutional independence, especially to ensure the irreversibility of the punishment of those who go against the law. Fighting entrenched corruption is crucial for Ukraine's aspirations to join the EU and maintain access to billions of dollars of vital Western aid. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com.